Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're not quite done yet. We've been running this yard bird all around, and we're going to slow one down and barbecue him now. Bob, let's talk a little bit about barbecue chicken.
Yeah, we didn't get to that in the last segment, and barbecue chicken's something that people tend to screw up a lot.
Yep,
and burn it. I think one of the things is so many people just don't look for advice. They don't either listen to shows like this, which there's like only one of, or they don't read a cookbook, or they don't go online and research it, watch YouTube videos, whatever. It's a great, there's so many resources out there. If you screw up your grilling, that's on you. So barbecue chicken is what you make of it, but basically it's salt and pepper on chicken and throw it on the grill. Grill it and then finish it off with a nice barbecue sauce.
Right. Generally, they've got a sugar component to them. So that's where people end up going wrong is they'll cook it too hot or too quick.
I always think back about the guy, I won't say his name, but when we do that event at Garrett's.
Yeah.
And he reps for one of the prestigious grill manufacturers.
Right.
You know the guy I'm talking about, the chubby guy. And he dips the chicken in barbecue sauce raw and throws it on the grill.
Right.
And it's so bitter. It's not cooked when it's done, for one thing.
Right.
So I see blood. I don't eat it. And now the guy that comes up from Chicago and does the lamb chops, he really knows his stuff. Those are nice, and that's his deal. But no, barbecue chicken, the sauce is on for the last 2 minutes. It's not to
just
be
get it
even
tacky.
Don't even open the bottle until you're about done with it. Until that chicken's cooked.
Right.
And a great it's way a finishing
to,
glaze.
And a great way to not burn it is do it on indirect heat. Put the sauce on. Set it not over the fire, the chicken, but off the fire. Close the lid and let it get sticky, and then you'll be ready to go.
Or when you're done grilling, just turn the fire off and then baste them right there and shut the lid.
Right.
Leave them right where they're at,
yep.
Depending on if you have to use the grill again. But that sauce is going to mess up your grill.
Right.
Now, another way you can do it is you can pour that sauce in a bucket, and you can just pull it off the grill with your tongs, dip it in the bucket, and set it on the platter.
Right.
That's a really nice way to do it. It doesn't burn it whatsoever. It does give it a little different look and profile. It's a little lighter. But I think of Big Bob Gibson's white sauce.
Right.
That's what they do with their white sauce down in Alabama. They just dip the chicken when it's coming off the smoker, when the meat's at like, you know, 180 degrees or whatever it is when they pull it off, and it actually turns black. It doesn't look white. So when you hear white sauce,
right,
you tend to think, well, that's going to be weird. No. So that's barbecue chicken, and don't screw it up because your family's counting on it. You know, when you're standing at the grill, you're representing all of us guys. So it's like really important.
And chicken's been on there 45 minutes to an hour already to get it done.
Don't shame manhood.
Right.
Okay? Or we're going to clip your man card.
Wrap us up with these little bacon-wrapped lollipops, Bob, because that's a great one.
Yeah, you take chicken wings, and depending on which section you have, again, there's some great YouTube videos on this, but you basically snip them on both ends. You snip the skin, and on the middle section of the wing, you need pliers, needle nose pliers work. You pull the skin of your bone out as you hold the skin, and it actually rolls that skin up over the top of the other piece. It looks like a little lollipop. You just wrap a little bacon around it. You throw it on the grill. You are a stud.
Sounds good. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. Get out in your backyard and have a great barbecue, and we'll talk with you next week.